Unit 23, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. They are now at breakfast, talking about the plan for their trip.
Number 2. There are plenty of interesting places to visit.
Number 3. I don't feel like walking very much today.
Number 4. The temple at Abu Simbel is on the edge of the lake that has been made by the dam.
Number 5. It's a lovely windy day today.
Number 6. You better take a hat. The sun will burn you if you're not careful.
Number 7. The River Nile used to flood large areas at the same time every year and destroy houses and crops.
Number 8. The project lasted 4 years and cost $1 billion.
Number 9. The place is quiet and very beautiful.
Number 10. 4 large stone figures were carved in the rock.
Section 2, number 11.
What do you think of the English test?
Well, I thought it would be difficult, but I was on the last page at the end of the first hour. Number 12. I supposed you'd be at the office until 6 o'clock today.
I usually am, but the boss let us out early today. Number 13. What is the easiest way to get to the railway station from here?
A taxi might help you, but since it's only a couple of miles, you can take a bus. Number 14. I heard you had taken a trip around Kunming Lake. Is it beautiful?
Well, it could be, but I think that the lake is now so polluted that almost every living thing in it has died.
Number 15. Can you take me to Shanghai Stadium right now? I'm 10 minutes late already.
I'll try, but with traffic this heavy, it will take at least 20 minutes or more. Number 16. You seem to have a lot of work to do in your office. You're always working overtime.
That's true, but the work is interesting. I don't mind the extra hours at all. Number 17. What do you think of Professor Johnson's class?
Well, his lectures are interesting enough, but I wonder if they will be useful for the test. Number 18. How about going shopping after work, Jean?
I'd love to, but I have to meet Dr. Bush at 7. Number 19. What do you think of the articles on the newspaper?
I'm not sure. I glanced through them, but I haven't formed an opinion yet. Number 20. Do you have an address where I can write to you?
No, I'll be staying in New York University most of the time, but if you write to me at my brother's house, he'll hold my mail.
Test 2, Section 1. TV station run by students. Hello, Mrs. Chun. Congratulations on your class's winning the title of model class in our school. How did you turn your class into an advanced one? With this question, two little reporters from Xi'an Huanghe Middle School's TV station started their interview. At the same time, a boy student was holding a TV camera. Half an hour later, they were back in the studio, editing the tape with the help of a teacher. 2 hours later, the tape was done. At 7:30 every Wednesday evening, after watching CCTV news, the teachers and students of the school can enjoy their own TV program at school. The 10-minute program covers different topics such as this week, school life, special interview, book review, and English for today. The idea to set up a student's TV station came into being about 2 years ago. Now there are 10 students working in the station. Among the 10-member staff of the TV station are one editor, three reporters, two cameramen, and three announcers. All of them are students. Only one teacher works there as editor-in-chief. Every Sunday afternoon, they make next week's TV program. Over the past 2 years, a total of 36 little TV workers have made 62 series of TV programs. Their programs were warmly received by teachers and students. All the former little TV workers are now at college, and some of them are at Beijing Radio Broadcasting Institute. When asked what they thought of their TV station, a group of students answered in one voice, "Great, we are proud of it." TV station run by students. Hello, Mrs. Chun. Congratulations on your class's winning the title of model class in our school. How did you turn your class into an advanced one? With this question, two little reporters from Xi'an Huanghe Middle School's TV station started their interview. At the same time, a boy student was holding a TV camera. Half an hour later, they were back in the studio, editing the tape with the help of a teacher. 2 hours later, the tape was done. At 7:30 every Wednesday evening, after watching CCTV news, the teachers and students of the school can enjoy their own TV program at school. The 10-minute program covers different topics such as this week, school life, special interview, book review, and English for today. The idea to set up a student's TV station came into being about 2 years ago. Now there are 10 students working in the station. Among the 10-member staff of the TV station are one editor, three reporters, two cameramen, and three announcers. All of them are students. Only one teacher works there as editor-in-chief. Every Sunday afternoon, they make next week's TV program. Over the past 2 years, a total of 36 little TV workers have made 62 series of TV programs. Their programs were warmly received by teachers and students. All the former little TV workers are now at college, and some of them are at Beijing Radio Broadcasting Institute. When asked what they thought of their TV station, a group of students answered in one voice, "Great, we are proud of it." TV station run by students. Hello, Mrs. Chun. Congratulations on your class's winning the title of model class in our school. How did you turn your class into an advanced one? With this question, two little reporters from Xi'an Huanghe Middle School's TV station started their interview. At the same time, a boy student was holding a TV camera. Half an hour later, they were back in the studio, editing the tape with the help of a teacher. 2 hours later, the tape was done. At 7:30 every Wednesday evening, after watching CCTV news, the teachers and students of the school can enjoy their own TV program at school. The 10-minute program covers different topics such as this week, school life, special interview, book review, and English for today. The idea to set up a student's TV station came into being about 2 years ago. Now there are 10 students working in the station. Among the 10-member staff of the TV station are one editor, three reporters, two cameramen, and three announcers. All of them are students. Only one teacher works there as editor-in-chief. Every Sunday afternoon, they make next week's TV program. Over the past 2 years, a total of 36 little TV workers have made 62 series of TV programs. Their programs were warmly received by teachers and students. All the former little TV workers are now at college, and some of them are at Beijing Radio Broadcasting Institute. When asked what they thought of their TV station, a group of students answered in one voice, "Great, we are proud of it."